When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, continues
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Doctor and Charlie Epps.
We now welcome to the show tournament director of the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, John Drago. John, congratulations on all the great work in your 22nd year as the tournament director of this tournament. This has just been a dream week. I'm wondering how you do it. How do you put all this together, the volunteers, I mean the Salesmanship Club of Dallas, what they do, the charitable aspect of this tournament, what you're doing for mental health, and then you know, the performance we're seeing from world number one is just incredible. Thanks for joining the show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. It's really good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Charlie, you've got John Drago here, tournament director of the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson, with us. You know, first and foremost, you know, getting through some of these delays this week, you know, your team, the agronomy staff, has just done a great job. How tough is it when you have a little bit of rain there on Wednesday and obviously a lot of rain yesterday to get through that and continue the golf tournament?
Yeah, it's one of the challenges that we have to face, you know, as an outdoor sport that plays all day long. So we did have the suspension yesterday morning. We were down for about 6 hours and 15 minutes. And, you know, we had a lot of that time we spent as a staff, you know, kind of handling what we were going to do when we restarted. The agronomy team couldn't have been faster. We were down less time than we would have been had they not been so good. I know you've been out there this morning. It looks fantastic. Oh. Sun is back out now. It's bright. It's going to be a really long day today, an extended Saturday for us to try to finish up round two and get round three in. But it's going to be a pretty one.
How have you enjoyed this transition to TPC Craig Ranch?
It's great. It's fun. You know, it's our fifth year here now, and it kind of feels like home, to be honest. And you talked about, you know, what it takes to get something like this done. And the folks at TPC Craig Ranch, the community, the corporate sponsors that are up here, the local government that wants it, you know, it's really a group effort, and we've never felt more welcome than we do here at TPC Craig Ranch.
You know, John, this is Charlie Epps, and we know that Byron Nelson loved this event so much and the Salesman's Club. And over the years, give us the number of how much money you guys have raised for your communities up there.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that, Charlie. You know, that's the reason why the Salesmanship Club does this, and it's the reason why Mr. Nelson put his name on it, because from day one in 1968, our sole purpose has been to help kids and families in our community. And since 1968, this is our 57th tournament, that we are at $190 million that we've raised for kids and families here in Dallas. So hopefully we get close to that $200 million here this year.
How about that? Well, $100 million. This isn't chump change. This is really the people of Dallas really support the event. And you've been in different golf courses, but the bottom line is that Byron Nelson and the love for the game. And my hat's off to you, because I know how hard it is to do this day in and day out. So keep up the great work, and I wish you all the success in the world.
And John, the Salesmanship Club of Dallas, you know, I'm seeing them everywhere this week. They're extremely friendly. They have all the info, telling everyone where to go and stay very organized. This has got to be the best volunteer program on the PGA Tour.
Well, I certainly think so. The Salesmanship Club, you know, they're so dedicated to what they do, and it's because of that purpose that we just talked about. They certainly maybe don't have the best fashion statement with their red pants out there, but the genesis of that those red pants were because they wanted to be good ambassadors for the spectators that came out. They wanted to be easy to identify, so if somebody had a problem or they had an issue, they always knew, I can just go to those guys that are in red pants out there. So, yeah, they work really, really hard this week, and we certainly couldn't do it without them.
And for those that don't know, what is their kind of duty within the Salesmanship Club of Dallas around the year, and maybe when does it come time to start focusing on this tournament?
Yeah, well, we started focusing on this tournament as soon as we gave Taylor Pendrith the trophy last year, which is a testament to what they do. There's over 635 men and women in the Salesmanship Club of Dallas, and we have an executive committee of members of about 20 people that work year-round on it. Our tournament chair, Dodge Carter, this year, he's been working on it. We have a sales chair that immediately starts. So it's work that is year-round. The sales club members and the staff really work hand-in-hand to plan, but then all of them come out for these 2 weeks to really prepare and to execute on that plan. So they're all, you know, they're captains of industry here in Dallas, but they take off this entire week, and there is no status once they're out here. You'll see CEOs of major companies that are out here hauling trash this week or parking cars or whatever needs to happen.
Charlie?
Well, they also, now you're at a golf course where it's being redone as we speak, and that you got a lot of congratulations from the players with all the underground drainage that you did in this last year. So when will your new golf course be finished?
Yeah, great point. Lanny Watkins, who's doing the design, was here earlier in the week and kind of giving us a little sneak peek. And the plan right now, there's actually a huge Caterpillar bulldozer parked about 100 yards from where we're sitting that is ready to go Sunday after we give out the trophy. So we might get a few shots of that. But the plan is to get that finished in about 4 or 5 months, so that it can spend the winter kind of getting ready to grow. Springtime, when it gets here, it'll be ready to go for us come next May.
Well, I wish you all the luck with that, and we'll be up there next year supporting you, and we'll get it all done for you.
Outstanding.
Last question for you, John. I got to ask. World number one Scottie Scheffler just set the 36-hole scoring record here at the Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch at 18 under par, 6-shot lead going into the weekend. You know, from the Dallas area, how much does it mean to have Scottie here supporting this event and also, you know, dominating the event going into the weekend?
Yeah, it's special. You know, Scottie's been a part of the Dallas golf scene since he was a child. You know, he played through the Northern Texas PGA Junior Golf Program. He played his first Byron Nelson when he was 16 years old, and he made the cut, finished 17th, I think, that year. And he has been a tremendous supporter of the Salesmanship Club and of this tournament, and I know that he loved Mr. Nelson. And he's playing a type of golf right now that, frankly, I don't understand, but it's fun to watch. And we're going to watch him here these next couple of days, and I know that Mr. Nelson will really be proud of him.
What the CJ Cup Byron Nelson does for amateurs. Every year you have a number of great amateurs in the field. This year, Chris Kim, Tommy Morrison, a number of others. And, you know, of course, Scottie got a start as an amateur here, and so did Jordan Spieth. What's the process of picking those amateurs, and how important is it for them to stay in this tournament?
Yeah, it's actually something we take really seriously. You're right. We have a good history of that. Tiger Woods played here as an amateur. And when we approach our sponsors' exemptions, when I first started here, I had the pleasure of meeting with Mr. Nelson on this. And one of the things that he always stressed to us is to identify those young up-and-coming players and give them a stage to shine on. So we try to do that. We try to have a nice mix of young players like that and give them this stage and this test. And then we also try to put in some of those players that have been really supportive to us that might need some help. And it really gives us a good balance for our exemptions.
John, thank you for joining us this morning. I look forward to talking with you again next year.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Charlie?
Thanks, John. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.